Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so you've sent over a whole stack of material on USA Cricket. Our mission today is to really unpack how the governance is working over there, especially looking at the CEO's role and, their impact. We've got podcasts, news clips, official stuff, a bit of everything to give you a clear picture of what's happening and what it means for cricket in the US.
Yeah, it's quite a mix, isn't it? We have the American Cricket Rising podcast, some baseline info from the LA 28 site, views from the MLC Network, ICC World Cup news, bits on the domestic draft, minor league updates, US Premier League announcements, plus the official line from USA Cricket itself, and insights into CEO Jonathan Ekhuizen's strategy. It's a really broad look.
Absolutely. And for you listening, we want to boil this all down, a concise take on USA Cricket's governance, the CEO's plans, the challenges, without drowning you in details. So maybe start us off. What's the general vibe with cricket in America right now?
Well, the big picture is that cricket seems to be, breaking out of its niche. You see, Major League Cricket, the US Premier League, National Cricket League, these aren't just small things. It suggests a real ambition, I think, for the US to become, well, a serious global cricket player.
Yeah.
That fast growth really shapes the whole governance conversation.
Right. Things are moving fast. And USA Cricket is meant to be steering the ship. What's their specific role?
Yeah, they're set up as the national governing body, trying to unify things, because historically it's been a bit fragmented. Their stated goals are clear: get full recognition from the ICC, that's the global body, and the US Olympic and Paralympic Committee, USOPC. But they do call themselves an organization in development, which tells you it's still a work in progress, building that structure.
Okay, building. Let's talk about the person leading that bill, CEO Jonathan Atkison. Why is his appointment significant now?
Atkison came in August 2024. The key thing is his background: 15 years in national sports governance, mostly with USA Rugby as COO. That kind of experience navigating the US sports scene and international bodies could be, well, really valuable for USA Cricket right now. They need to solidify their position both at home and, internationally.
Makes sense. So, based on the sources, what's he actually focusing on? What are the priorities?
Okay, first big one seems to be governance and compliance. This isn't just paperwork. It's about ticking the boxes for the ICC to keep their associate member status and meeting USOPC requirements. Especially, and this is crucial, with cricket heading for the LA 28 Olympics. That's a massive deadline and opportunity. His USA Rugby experience probably helps here, dealing with similar regulatory hoops, I imagine.
Yeah, the Olympic angle definitely adds pressure. What else is on his plate?
Organizational development is another key theme, sort of the internal stuff. Reforming how USA Cricket itself operates, making sure the structure is strong, efficient, aligned with how things are done internationally. You need a solid foundation to manage all this growth.
Okay, internal structure. And looking outwards, international stuff.
Yes, international collaboration is definitely a focus too. The sources mention active talks, like specifically with the Pakistan Cricket Board, exploring things like playing bilateral series, maybe coaching exchanges. Building those relationships is pretty vital for development.
And it sounds like there was some groundwork already laid, something called a foundational plan.
Exactly. There was a foundational plan 2020-2023. So Atkison isn't starting from absolute scratch. There was a strategy in place. He's likely building on that, maybe refining it with his own experience.
Right. Now, with all this ambition, are there acknowledged difficulties? And are we seeing actual progress on the ground?
Well, there's a blog post from USA Cricket leadership back in August 2020, admittedly before Atkison. It mentioned challenges for sports organizations then, which is understandable, but it also talked about great progress for the long-term future. So, optimism despite the hurdles. More recently, you see tangible things: the men's team playing in the CWC League Two series, the women's team touring the Netherlands next June. That's actual international cricket happening.
And they're making moves on the coaching front too, it seems.
Yes, that media advisory about appointing a new men's head coach on May 14th, that shows active leadership in team development, which is obviously critical if you want to be competitive.
Okay, so let's pull this together. What's the main takeaway for you, the listener, about USA Cricket's governance right now?
I think the key thing is that USA Cricket, with Atkison at the helm, is really actively focused on building that strong, compliant structure. Priorities seem to be meeting international standards, driving domestic development, and building global connections, all with LA 28 looming large. That focus on fixing the organization internally and making smart international links seems central.
That paints a clear picture. So, a final thought for us to consider as we wrap up.
Yeah, something to think about is Atkison's background. He spent so long in USA Rugby governance. How might those specific experiences, the wins, the challenges in that sport within the U.S. system, shape how he tackles cricket? How does navigating rugby's path, you know, inform his strategy for cricket, which has its own unique history and place in America? It's an interesting angle.